Inside the Borough, a monthly interview on what's happening at the Mat-Su Borough.
Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
Lonnie McKechnie. How are you?
Lonnie, thank you very much for calling and for asking about my health. I'm doing quite well. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. It's still summertime in Alaska.
Right. A little bit of sun, a little bit of rain. Those kind of things happen. Well, the focus of our discussion, our conversation today, has to be about elections. Let's first of all, for listeners, remind, can you think back to the first time you had a role in organizing an election here at the borough?
Yeah, that was probably, it was either in 2000 or 2001.
Wow.
It's been a while ago. It's a lifetime ago.
Well, generations, certainly. As I was coming over to do this interview, I thought about, okay, in my own case, how many years have I voted? And I came up with, hold on, over 60. I have voted 60 years in all kinds of elections, big ones, presumably smaller ones. And they recede into the background, so it's hard to draw attention to any particular one. But this year here in Alaska, we have exceeded expectations. In your experience, has there ever been this both variety and number of elections in a six-month period?
No, not that I can recall. So this has been a lot of elections, not only for state and borough, but also for the city of Palmer.
Exactly. Well, our focus today, I would submit, is on the lead up to the August 16th election. At another time, we'll take on the November elections. But at the present time, voting, and we're recording this on Friday, August 5th, but there is open voting going on both at the borough and the Division of Elections over in Wasilla, as I understand, for in-person voting. You can come in and vote early in that form, right?
They do have early voting, right now.
Now, in other places around the state, there's also a similar kind of thing, but our focus here is the Valley in particular. Now, saying that, let's start right there. When we talk about in-person voting, early in-person voting, and I make sure I say that, that's a special kind of vote. It counts, but it's handled a wee bit differently than voting on the day of balloting. Is that correct?
Well, Mike, I don't run the state of elections, so I don't feel comfortable answering questions in reference to their election.
Wonderful. And that was the answer I was hoping you would throw out there. Not that I was setting you up in any case, but one of the things that I have noted attending meetings and listening just to people who've asked questions about voting is the difficulty in separating out we start with the city of Palmer, then we have the borough, and then we have the state-run elections, and, of course, within the state-run elections, there's a subset of national seats that are in process of being voted on.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up here then, we've already identified one thing, though, and that is that we have early voting over at the Mat-Su Borough Building.
Yep.
And that's ongoing and will run through the 15th of August, as I understand. Okay.
Yes.
So what role do you play, except making sure there's heat and there's if the roof isn't leaking and other kinds of things, for that setup for that voting?
Well, we definitely help out the state as much as we can. If the election officials down there need anything, we definitely assist them. If voters down there need anything, we'll go down and assist them.
Okay.
And of course, then we... There's a precinct in that location in the Mat-Su Borough Building, so we try to make sure that's set up after early voting ends at 5 p.m. the day before election, because they've got to get ready for the next morning.
Right. And then on the 16th itself, we have the very interesting two-part voting. You vote once, you think you're done, and then you get to vote again. You vote in the what is the ranked choice voting exercise to determine a replacement for Don Young. And then after that, there's an open primary where you get to vote only for one person. But that, again, is a state-run operation.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I did vote early already, and it's actually pretty easy. You just flip the ballot over. You got one vote one side, and you vote the other.
Gotcha. So there are two things, then, that we can talk to you about where you're knowledgeable and you're involved. And one is the way in which people can submit their applications in order to be on the ballot in November for the variety of seats borough-wide, the borough assembly, as well as the Mat-Su Borough School Board. And talk a little bit about how that process works. How do you get to be on the ballot for those positions?
Well, starting, August 22nd, candidate filing for borough seats begins. We've got a number of things on the ballot. We've got Assembly District 1 and 2, and then we've got School Board Districts 2, 3, 5, 6, and 7.
Uh-oh.
Those are all open seats right now, and of course, due to reapportionment, we've got three extra school board seats on the ballot this year because three of the current school board members don't live in that their district anymore.
Whoa.
They got districted out.
Yeah, I thought there was only one, but now you're telling me three. That's interesting. Okay, so what we can anticipate then is that the school board is going to see a lot of new faces once the dust settles and voting is done.
Potentially, yes.
Potentially.
Yes.
Okay, we've got
that. What could happen is maybe a school board member that's currently sitting in a seat no longer can sit in that seat, but possibly lives in the next district over, and that's up for election also.
Okay.
So they can run again. It just happens to be a different seat.
Gotcha. You've nicely used numbers, Assembly District 1, 2, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Most people I am discovering don't deal that way. They sort of say, well, I live in Palmer. What district am I in?
Gotcha.
And of course, that becomes interesting because when we say we live in Palmer, for example, that may mean we really live in Palmer or we live across the line in the greater Palmer area.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone, and I'm not going to try to get a word description of all of those details of who is where and what is what, but more say, okay, let's skip the word salad and point to a place where people can actually take their time at their leisure and figure out where do they live and who are they going to be voting for. So what do you have for them?
Well, they definitely can go out to our website, and sometimes it is hard. It's still hard to find where you're at. We do answer those questions here in my office a lot to tell people what district they're in, so we don't mind those phone calls either. And seeing how reapportionment happened, and it just got voted on last month, of course, a lot of people have moved to a different assembly or in school board district.
Okay. Now, associated with that, one of the things that is true that the state does that affects people at the local level is the voting cards that many of us carry in our wallet. My understanding is we're going to be receiving new ones. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. You should have already received them. I do believe they put them in the mail July 13th or 14th.
Oh, okay.
So if you haven't received it, definitely contact the state to see where you're going to be voting August 16th.
Okay.
The precinct locations could have changed.
Right. So that'll have your name, and it'll have the location of where you're going to vote and where you're actually residing within a particular district.
Exactly.
Okay. So now we have people who, hopefully as they're listening, will say, okay, I'll go to Mat-Su.gov, and I'll go to the website, and I will find the references there. And if I have any further questions, I'll check with Lonnie and your staff at the Mat-Su Borough by calling the clerk's office.
Perfect. And the other thing they could do, they could Google State of Alaska Precinct Finder and put in their address, and it will actually pop up what precinct they're in.
Oh, very good. Very good. That sounds like a good way to do it. Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and I'm speaking with Lonnie McKechnie, who's the longtime serving clerk at the Matsu Borough. We've been talking about how you know where you are when you're in doubt, it referencing the place and the people you'll be voting for. Now, we have, as you pointed out, five seats that will be in play over at the Matsu Borough School Board and two at the assembly level, and then other things that will be on the ballot as well.
For November, right now we do have one area-wide question that's moving forward in November. It's to require any kind of ratification or ordinance that's moving forward that has to do with the discharge of firearms. So basically what this is saying is that it would require the borough to always go to an election and get the voters' vote on anything to do with the discharge of firearms.
Oh, okay. Is there a potential, do you think, as you look at what the assembly is involved with now, for additions to that ballot?
They do have one more item that they're going to be discussing on August 16th. I don't know which way they'll go yet, but this is on general obligation bonds for $24 million for a new Matsu Central School.
Ah, okay. And if the assembly approves, then it goes to the voters for a choice of yes or no for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. One of the things, I think we have we missed anything about this lead up to the election and the role that the borough has to play? Once you have, maybe I could add this one question. Once people turn in their applications, and maybe just quickly for listeners who have never applied to be a candidate for a borough or a school board position, borough assembly, mm-hmm. What actually does that involve? Do they have to do anything hard?
Well, it's the borough portion is pretty easy. You just fill out a declaration of candidacy, ask a couple questions. We verify that if you're running for assembly, you've lived in that district for a year, and with the school board just within the Matsu Borough. But then what the Alaska Public Offices Commission requires, a financial disclosure form be filed online. So that's probably a little bit harder than our declaration of candidacy.
Okay. Now, that applies for someone who's running for the school board or the assembly, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you've nicely stated a financial statement. That sounds simple. Just without getting into great detail, what does that really involve?
Well, it basically requires you to write down any kind of financial interest you have in items. So that if you have a conflict of interest on something,
right,
somebody could go back to your public financial disclosure form and look at that. And these are all required by the state of Alaska. It's not anything that the borough does. We keep a copy here, but those are requirements of the state of Alaska.
Okay. And so depending upon how convoluted or complex a person's financial situation is, it could be a lengthy process or easier.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned that office, APOC, and once again, it appears that although this is a borough election that's happening, the state takes all of this very seriously, of course, with the financial acknowledgments, but also if you're running, APOC also requires you to report it depending upon how much money you're going to spend in that campaign. Is that correct?
Correct. I do believe that the threshold is $5,000. If you're spending under $5,000, I don't believe you need to report it. But once you're hitting those thresholds, you do need to report that for your candidacy.
Right. And I am familiar with that process. I know people who have been involved in doing the reporting, and crossing the 5,000 is like crossing the Rubicon. You have entered another zone, another of the metaverse universes. So I'm not discouraging people. It'd be nice if you could just run and not spend over $5,000. But we've seen many races that are going to do that and make that happen. So once the candidacies are submitted, petitions, whatever, or the applications, when do you expect to have a list of those people who will be running for the school board and the school and the borough assembly?
The final list will be done the day of candidate closing, so that's September 2nd. Ah. We will update it throughout the filing period, which is August 22nd to the 2nd, but of course the final list will be September 2nd.
Okay, and September 2nd, what time does the filing close?
It closes at 5 p.m.
Ah, 5 p.m. I have been there at places where the filing has closed at 5, and I have watched people at 5 minutes to 5.
I know.
Would you prefer people to turn things in earlier than that? Or?
Well, yes. I mean, if there's an issue with your application and you can't fix it while you're standing there, then you've missed out.
Right.
So it's always better to turn it in early than trying to do it last minute.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, you've answered questions very nicely. I think we've stayed in a way of discussing this so that listeners might have a better understanding of what's happening here. There is one lingering question that you have addressed at various borough assembly meetings. I've listened to them, and that has to do with the voting process. Particularly some sense that people have that they have concerns about the use of the Dominion voting machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked people at the Palmer City, I've asked the Lieutenant Governor, I've asked a whole range of different people, and I've reviewed materials. And generally, I'm getting a response from those people who have to operate elections that the Dominion system is safe, works well. And so maybe you could just say a couple of words about that. I know that. That's something that still leaves a few people with questions.
Well, I can tell you that the precinct tabulators that we have, I know people were concerned that they have modems. Ours do not.
Ah.
Ours do not have modems, nor are they Bluetooth accessible. They don't have Bluetooth at all. So you can't hack into those electronically like that.
Okay.
Our main system isn't connected to the internet. There's no access to it except for the people in the clerk's office. I take the security of the election very seriously.
I can believe that. Yes. Okay. Well, I have asked questions. Is there anything else that I might have missed that you would like to share with listeners before we finish up?
Well, with everybody's precinct locations possibly changing, and of course your district numbers have changed, I would like to point out the importance of trying to make it to your registered precinct on election day. Because what could happen if you go to, say that you live in District 27, but you go to one in District 28 and you vote a question ballot there, you are now voting on a race that you don't qualify to vote for because you reside in District 27.
Oh.
So it's really important to go to your registered precinct on election day.
Okay. So at some other times, in some other elections, you could get away with doing that. But this one is problematic.
Yes, it can be.
It definitely can be. Okay.
Sometimes they luck out and they are at another precinct that's District 27, but sometimes not.
I understand. Okay. Well, just to summarize, for these seats that are opening up on both the Mat-Su Borough School Board and the Mat-Su Borough Assembly, the opening day for submitting your application is the 22nd of August. You must be submitted by September 2nd by 5 p.m., and then we'll know who's going to run for all these seats.
Exactly.
All right. Lonnie, thank you very much. You've been very helpful. I have learned a number of things, and I hope our listeners have too.
I hope so, too, and I appreciate your time, Mike.
Thank you. Take care now. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Inside the Borough, a monthly update on what's happening at the Mat-Su Borough, is a production of Radio Free Palmer Big Cabbage Radio. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.